אתם עם SBS בעברית.
That's right, and it's set to open next month already, just a few weeks after the federal government announced also a $3.5 million to build a Holocaust museum in Brisbane. So very soon we'll have wonderful museums in both Brisbane and Adelaide.
Shane, I must say that I was quite surprised that the federal treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, flew specially to Adelaide for the occasion.
That's right, he did. And he said that the federal and the South Australian governments are partnering together in this project to educate children, teachers and future generations in South Australia about those atrocities of the Holocaust. And he said separately that this museum would allow every South Australian child to learn about this tragic period and about the importance of tolerance and humanity. With the support from the Catholic Archdiocese, the museum is actually housed in the Archdiocese historic Fennessy House, from where it offers education programs customized for the South Australian schools curriculum. It moved there onto the ground floor at the start of this year, and this multi-million dollar announcement will help it develop galleries on the second and third levels and also provide new programs and accept visiting exhibitions from other Jewish museums and elsewhere.
So the home of the Adelaide Jewish Museum is in a Catholic building?
That's right. As from the beginning of this year, that's where it shifted. And now it obviously has the space and the new levels above it to expand and become a really magnificent museum.
And who is the Holocaust survivor in Adelaide that is behind the project?
Yes, so his name's Andrew Steiner. So part of the museum will also be called the Andrew Steiner Education Centre. He's a Holocaust survivor. He's 88. He survived the Holocaust in Budapest. And he said this grant is a wonderful acknowledgement of our progress and our need for the future in terms of this community and the broader community in South Australia. But he emphasized it was this grant was for the capital development of the museum, and the museum actually still depends on supporters to develop its galleries and exhibitions further.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Israel and Australia to enhance bilateral relationship, particularly in their defense industries.
Yes, Australia's Defense Minister Linda Reynolds held a productive telephone conversation with her Israeli counterpart Benny Gantz last week. A move the Israel embassy says is another very important step towards enhancing defense ties between the two nations. Reynolds said, "We explored opportunities to enhance our dynamic bilateral relationship, including advancing opportunities for both our defense industries." And Gantz said, "We talked about our shared commitment to working together to deepen our dialogue and expand while advancing our shared interests." So it's a very positive move.
It is indeed. And Shane, Mark Regev talked to the AJN. What did he have to say?
Yes, this was. He appeared at a Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council webinar last week, which we tuned into. The Mount Scopus graduate, who recently returned to the role of being Benjamin Netanyahu's international media spokesperson, after 4 years serving as Israel's ambassador to the UK. He said many interesting things. He said for Israel now to be expanding our relations so energetically with Arab countries, with Muslim countries, is very, very exciting and the dawn of a new era. He said while the Abraham Accords with the UAE and Bahrain increased the Palestinians' diplomatic isolation, they still make peace, in his opinion, more likely. But he said the Palestinians are going through a crisis, and if the Arab world is refusing to accept what they're saying, then who are their natural allies now? They really are in a difficult diplomatic position, and he expressed the hope that the Palestinians will be encouraged to re-examine some of their current positions.
Shane, in Melbourne. Big news for Melbourne, for our listeners in Melbourne. Rabbi Ralph Genende has announced that he's going to retire.
Yes, he said he'll be leaving in 12 months' time. And the news, the Shul's president, David Mond, when he heard the news, said it's, he accepted it with both surprise and a little bit of regret too, because he's so well known in the community. He's been the rabbi there at Hebrew Caulfield Hebrew Congregation for some 13 years, and he doesn't currently have, or he won't elaborate yet on what his plans are for the future. He said it's still early days, but he's considering his options. We asked him what some of the highlights of his time so far. And he said it was putting people first with a responsive pastoral and life cycle program, as well as creating lots of innovative programs and fostering talented youth directors for the future, and also promoting a culture of inclusivity in gender and the multi-faith environment has been particularly important to him.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.